Hola.
Konnichiwa.
Ni hao.
Shishie.
Hello. This is you and me with...
With who?
I don't know, Dylan?
And Jonathan?
Yay! Okay. So, if you haven't noticed, we sound really freaking good.
Agreeable.
Ask me why, Jonathan.
Why?
Because we have a new wire, actually.
Wire.
Yeah, it's a wire.
Wire.
It's super fuego. Anyways, this wire is
dopamine.
Just pretty cool. Like, it's a black, nice wire. It's
Dylan yopped it from music camp.
Yeah, it's very I just moved, but it's very likable. Like, I would take this wire out, like, on a first date and enjoy it. Like, we'd see a movie. Actually, no, we'd, like, go bowling.
I think I'm going bowling this Friday.
With my wire?
No.
Should we name my wire?
No, I'll tell you after the podcast.
Kyle the Crisp.
Kyle the Crisp Clean Wire.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, so if you haven't noticed from the title,
The title.
This episode is going to be all things stories.
And a quiz and a game.
So, one thing story.
One thing story.
One part story, three part others. So, we have a quiz, we have a game, we have a story. I might have a story. Jonathan apparently has some stories. I haven't heard them yet. But, so this will be the first time you guys hear it. First time I hear it. It better be good, because we've had to restart this podcast now four times, because we haven't been recording,
we had the volume on.
Yeah, so we had this, like, perfect setup, and we were, like,
we're talking going well. For, like, 3 minutes, and
yeah,
then
and it was, like, really smooth and perfect, and then the volume was all the way down on the recorder, so, like, we turned it up, but it was all muted, because the volume is down when we were recording, so that kind of impeded our
recording session.
Yeah, but anyways, so want to start off with a quiz?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is pick your favorite. Oh no! Can we guess your favorite TV show based on these random questions? And under it says, you know we can. So we'll see about that. So yeah, let's just get right into it. So pick your favorite How I Met Your Mother character. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Okay, let's go with Marshall.
Marshall.
I know Barney's the main character, but Marshall's that dude that I like, so let's go with Marshall. All you guys at home may not know what we're talking about. We don't either, so.
We don't either.
Where would you go on vacation? Australia, Hawaii, Canada, France, the UK, South Africa, Jamaica, Sweden, Japan, Brazil.
I would go to Canada.
Loser.
Because half of my
the
family,
picture for Canada looks really good. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
What's it called? You interrupted me.
Yeah, I know. Mo.
Half of my family heritage.
Hey,
is
John, do you ever go to that?
So I am half Canuck. Water hot on my face.
Water hot on my face. Okay. That's, like, boring. I would go to Japan or Sweden or even France or South Africa or Jamaica. Like, all of these are cool. Australia.
Europe.
I've been to France. I've been to the UK. And I've been to Australia and I've been to Canada, obviously. So, yeah, you know, you're a boring person so far. Pick a color. So we got a nice dark royal blue, a very white, a good yellow. Oh, like a vibrant orange. We got pink, black, purple, lime green, like peacock blue, and good old red.
I'll go with the peacock blue. That's the light blue, right? Yeah.
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 Well, that's more like a lightning blue, but I'll give it to you. Peacock blue is like... Actually, yeah, that was peacock blue. Okay. Pick an animal. We got yeah. This is literally... that was that exact picture of the lion...
It was my
Instagram
and my lock screen.
Yeah, Jonathan loves lions, but the other options are like orca, whale, cheetah, monkey, cat. I would choose a cat. Okay, how would you describe yourself? Friendly, open-minded, funny, independent, trustworthy, generous, loyal, easygoing, down-to-earth, or dreamy?
What was the question?
Hater isn't an option. How would you describe yourself?
Oh, I would go with loyal.
Loyal?
No, okay. Wait, no. That was...
Done. Okay, next.
Ow. I'm not...
pick a date. Idris Elba, Rihanna, Emma Watson, Jason Momoa, Bradley Cooper, Ian Somerhalder, Katy Perry, Zendaya.
What is this?
Jensen Ackles and Emily Clark.
I know.
You'd probably choose Katy Perry, right? Or Emma Watson? Or Rihanna.
Yeah. Katy Perry.
Katy. Jason Momoa. I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
But he has the craziest eyebrows. Look at that.
What?
They're awesome. He looks like Shia LaBeouf. Okay. So, guys at home, make your guess right now. What show do you think Jonathan's
favorite is?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, this quiz guessed Grey's Anatomy. So many feels, so many tears. But hey, that's why you love it.
That is the...
Is that correct?
No.
Ah. Oh, what's your favorite show?
My favorite show is The Office, not the UK version, because it's crap.
Ooh.
The US is so funny.
Yeah, the UK one sucks.
It's terrible.
Honestly, yeah. I did love that too. I love that show. What season are you on?
I'm on season 6.
Okay, so that's like when all the Michaels change.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. First, who's your favorite boss so far? Probably Michael. But like besides Michael. Have you gotten to that yet? Yeah.
Where there's two bosses?
Where there's like Will Ferrell and...
No, I haven't
like a bunch of different actors as the boss for a while. It's really funny.
Jim. Jim's my favorite.
Ooh.
Creed.
Character? Jim's cool.
Creed's really funny.
Do you ship Jim and...
Pam?
Pam?
Jam?
Jam? Well, they've been...
They're married.
They get married. They're married, yeah, so... Do you ship it?
No, but... Yeah, I do. But okay. Creed... For all who know what I'm talking about, his humor is just... It's off the charts, unreal for me. It's so funny. I love it.
Yeah, it's such a good show. It's so funny.
It's such a great show.
Have you gotten to the part where Mindy's, like Mindy from like the Mindy Project is in the show?
I don't know who that is.
She's Indian. She's the comedian. She's hilarious. Oh my god.
Does she wear a lot of makeup in the office?
Yeah, she's also anorexic in the show for a while.
I don't know. Is her name Kelly?
No.
Okay, well, I...
She's just, like, a side character for a couple episodes. Like, she only eats honey.
Oh, no,
and then, like, passes out. Have you gotten to the run yet? Like, where they do the weigh-ins?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a great setup.
My least favorite characters. Oh, I hate Kelly and Ryan.
Okay, let's move on, because for other people that don't watch The Office, they probably already stopped learning. Listening.
Because Ryan's a doucher and went to jail. And
yeah, honestly, everybody should. Oh my god, you're right.
Please watch the show.
Oh, it's such a good show. I might rewatch it.
Do it.
Okay. Anywho.
Anywho.
We gotta... Let's take a quick little break real quick. And we'll be back in a second. Okay, we're back. And it's funny because we said we'll be back in a second. Then I waited 4 seconds. And then I said, okay, we're back. But for you guys, it was about 40 seconds because we got a little adzadoodles.
Oh, do you think we're halfway through?
No, but... Oh, shoot, I forgot to time it.
We've been going for about 8 minutes.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the break was early. Oh, well. Okay, so Jonathan has some stories.
You just have an awkward pause and... that was me, sorry.
Would you like to apologize to the class, Jonathan?
Sorry.
Okay.
There's going to be an awkward 4-second pause, but there will be an actual ad read in about 6 minutes.
No, we'll just put the ad read. No, it's fine. We don't need it in the middle.
I love awkwardness.
Okay, maybe we'll leave it. We'll see. You guys are probably like, what are they talking about? Because they probably just cut the...
This is quality radio right here.
Yeah. Okay. Stories, Jonathan.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Little backstory. My dad's name is Brett.
So cool.
Born in Kansas City. Grew up in Chicago. Lots of funny stories. Like, he's a real character. So...
Okay.
Yeah. He worked on Wall Street. He was a taxi driver in Westport. Or not Kentucky.
Cool.
What's it called?
New York City?
No, it was Westport, Connecticut.
Oh, sweet. Oh, and that's cool.
So, yeah. So, he told me this story, like, 2 days ago of... he was driving on his taxi. He had some high school kids. And these guys in the car next to him, they, like, cut him off. And
So, the guys...
He's driving people around. He has high school kids in the back.
Okay. And these kids, they're in high school, correct?
School high, yes.
And they're in the back seat of the taxi?
Yes.
And what time of day is this?
This is probably pretty late.
And what year did you say exactly this was?
I don't know.
Like, say like, what time of day? Is it lunch break or is it like...
It's like 11 p.m.
11 p.m. So...
Can I get on with the story?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so he's driving around these high school kids, getting them to where they need to go.
Where do they need to go?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Okay, I'll let you finish. I'm sorry.
Okay, so... I lost my train of thought. So
they're driving.
He's driving the high school kids around, and these guys in the car next to him, they, like, speed in... I stuttered. They speed ahead of him. They cut him off. Then they, like, brake check him. They're just messing with him because he's a taxi driver. And so my dad, he took no part in that. So, I don't know. He honked at him and got mad at him. Said some bad things. Okay, and then, so the guys, they stop the car. They get out. They want to fight my dad. So my dad's like,
dang.
My dad's like, all right, the high school kids, like, stay in the car. I'll be back in a minute. And he told me that. He put his high beams on because if there's light behind you, it's really hard to see. So okay. He was like, he just kind of walked up, but they couldn't really see him. And they were yelling at him and stuff. And one guy, he whips out a chain.
Dang.
And
like
so,
a chain? Like a...
My dad, you're...
Like, have you seen Infamous?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, like the like chain.
Like a chain.
That's scary.
And so... My dad, he gets up real close to the guy.
Connecticut, guys.
But he couldn't
never
really,
go.
The bad guy couldn't really see my dad, but I'll do this on you, Dylan.
Okay.
He got in his personal space. He made eye contact with him, and he was like, you got something to say? And then the guy was like, oh, no. And then my dad just, bam, knocks him out.
Dang!
And then that was the guy with the chain. And then the other guy didn't really want a part of it. So he just went back to the taxi and, like, went on with his night. So, yeah.
Jeez.
I'd say that was probably in 87.
Whew. That's so cool. Your dad's a beast.
My dad's a baller.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have one more story.
Okay.
This was in high school. My dad, backstory. My dad, he was a freshman when he was 13.
So wait, he was a freshman.
In high school.
In high school.
He was a freshman in high school.
At age?
13 years old.
So that's like 7 plus 6 years of age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so there's this girl.
But like it could also be like 8 plus 5, right? Like, so we're clear. It's like
30. Yes!
He's 13.
So there's this girl. I forgot her name, but
she I'm on BuzzFeed right now. Sorry, guys, but I found the
oh
best
my God,
story.
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay, so there's this girl.
Feel free to skip.
She's, like, as big as, like, bigger than my dad. And she always carried on, y'all know, like, those little metal rectangular bottle openers. With
y'all
like,
know.
You know, it's just...
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
the
bottle
openers. Bottle openers.
They're called church keys. And this girl, she always carried one in her pocket. Because if she didn't like you, she'd cut your face.
Dang.
Like, she'd cut you with it. So...
Oh my God, Joey, Jonathan, this BuzzFeed. We need to go to Taco Bell, Jonathan.
Let's go to Moe's after this.
Yeah, let's go to Moe's after this.
Okay, okay,
sorry.
So, this girl. We're gonna call her Stephanie.
Yolanda.
Stephanie.
Steph.
So.
Steph for short.
Steph, one day after school, was bullying, like messing with my dad's best friend and like hitting him and stuff, but he couldn't
That's
hit
like
her.
That's not cool. Bullying is bad. Can we take, like, a 20-second thing?
Can I
like,
finish the story?
Bullying is really bad. I know we're, like, young, and why would you listen to us? But anyone out there that thinks that they should bully someone, you guys need to rethink your thought process, I guess.
Your existence?
No. I'm not going to say, like, you guys are terrible, because you must have some sort of reason that you think it's right to do it. But just rethink, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I just felt like I should say that.
So this girl, Steph, she's bullying my dad's best friend, like slapping him, pushing him around, yelling at him. And he can't do anything because she's a girl, he's a guy, and I don't know, that's just not allowed. So,
gender norms.
My dad sees this. He's like, oh, that's not going to happen. So he walks up to the girl, pushes her, like shoulders, just pushes her away.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, she starts yelling at him.
Yeah.
So she pulls out.
Oh, she cuts him in the face.
No.
Okay.
She pulls out the thing.
He's actually the Joker, and that's how he got the scar.
My dad. For the record, my dad does not have smile scars.
I was about to say, that means you're Batman. And then I was like, wait a second, the Joker is not Batman's dad. Sorry.
Okay, but this girl whips out the bottle opener church keys, like, she's gonna cut my dad. And my dad...
That's scary.
He does not want to get cut. So
yeah, he just bolts.
Right hook to the jaw, she's out cold on the street. And he and his friend just kind
of
leave.
Your dad's like a friggin' boxer of the streets.
He is
He's the equalizer. He's the savage.
The equalizer.
Literally, that's so cool.
What movie did you get that one from?
Wolf of
Wall Street?
Wait, what?
The Equalizer. That was on Wolf of Wall
Street. Oh, Equalizer is in a lot of things.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I watched Wolf of Wall
Street. Speaking of Wall Street, your dad's in Wall Street, apparently.
My dad, well, no, he's not anymore.
That's so cool.
His dad, my grandfather, got him a job on Wall Street for a few years.
That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, my dad knocks people out.
Speaking of getting knocked out, so I found this BuzzFeed little article of 7 fast food combos that are more insane than the McWhopper and are sure to knock you out. Oh! Okay. So, let me just find the best of the best. These are like combos of 2 different fast food places to make the super combo. Yeah. So first we got the Dunkin' Donut Munchkins, which are the little donut holes, mixed with KFC popcorn chicken. It's like a popcorn chicken inside of a donut hole. Think about that.
Wow.
Dang, that looks amazing. Okay.
So
this one I literally need to have right now in my hand and then as a result in my mouth.
Very soon we are gonna go.
Yeah. So this is a Chipotle burrito mixed with Taco Bell Doritos Locos Tacos. So it's like they open up the burrito and they put the taco crunchy Dorito-ness inside.
The
okay.
Shell.
And it's like 2 half flat burritos filled with like crunchy taco shell. That looks, oh my god, I might die.
Oh my god.
You guys can't see this. Go on BuzzFeed, search it. It's literally I'm gonna die. There's another one that looks really good. I don't know. It might be terrible. But it's Domino's Pizza or any pizza of your choice, I guess. You know, like Marco's.
Marco's.
There's a new Marco's. It's so good.
There's one in Anderson.
Yeah. I love Marco's. I mean, you could have anything. Mellow Mushroom Pizza Hut. And it's... Oh, my God. It's Domino's Pizza with chicken nuggets from McDonald's on top. Made into, like, a sandwich. And they call it the Nuggadiza. It looks, I don't know.
Probably mediocre at best.
And then I got one more for you guys. It's a Subway meatball sub with McDonald's hash browns. The hash ball supreme. That looks okay. And then there's like a KFC poutine with fries from Burger King. Because Burger King fries are the best. Comment section, what fries are the best? We'll read out your comments on next episode. If you comment anything. Oh, and speaking of which, comments and stuff, we made a, sorry about that bump.
We made an Instagram.
Yeah, so,
here we go, get your pen and paper out.
Get your pen and paper out.
It
we'll
is.
Spell it out for you.
Y-O-U underscore.
A-N-D underscore.
M-E underscore.
P-O-D-C-A-S-T. If you speak English, that's you and me podcast with underscores in between each word. How many followers we got? Refresh.
3.
Oh my god. So yeah, we'll post updates and stuff. I mean, none of you guys want to follow us, but
think about it.
No,
they will. We'll,
in a world.
We'll tag it tonight because we're going to post a picture.
Yeah.
To shout out.
But like,
episode,
I get your mind thought. If I were, mind thought, is that a thing?
Mind thought, no.
If I were like listening to some 2 like random kids podcast, okay, that you might know, probably you know us, because how else would you know about this podcast? Although we are ranked like 150 in comedy on iTunes, which is kind of a big deal. We're trying to break 100 from this episode. If we do, guys, we're going to die. Like, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Like, thank you guys for listening.
It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's apparently 5 o'clock according to my computer. But anyways, like, we've had like a steady, like, incline of viewers for all of our episodes. So, like, thank you for that, and keep on listening. It should only get better as we get better at doing what we're doing, and we have better sound quality now. It's looking good.
That's one step. We talked about better sound quality.
One small step for pod, one giant leap for podcast.
Ooh.
Okay, so
I think that about
No. I have a game for us, Jonathan. So this is a special, never done before on a podcast. I can guarantee it. What's in my hand challenge?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I have 4/5 things in my bag. Jonathan does not know what they are. We're going to blindfold Jonathan, and I'm going to put each thing in his hand, and he's going to talk us through it and figure out what the heck's in his hand. Okay. We'll take a little second of silence in between each item, so I'll, like, go over when I'm editing and say what it is, so you guys know what it is, so you can laugh at him while he's trying to figure out what this is, because some of these might be hard. I try to find the weirdest things within arm's reach, so arm's reach, open parentheses. So anyways, shout out to Tori from California. She just said hey over text. She's pretty cool.
If you're
Tori, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, because...
No, we have one listener in California. That must be her. Okay.
Demographics.
Yeah, I have...
Okay,
yeah.
So my eyes are closing.
Okay, first thing is a pipe cleaner ball. Okay, Jonathan, you ready?
I can, like, hold it, right?
I'll, like, kind of put it on top of your hand, and you gotta feel it from, like, what I do to your hand with it, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Here we go. Talk us through what you feel.
Okay.
Get closer to the mic.
Okay.
Here we go.
I feel fur balls. It feels like Lily. Can I...
No. I'll keep on touching
you. I want to say a pipe cleaner.
You got it.
What?
A ball of pipe cleaners. Dang. Okay.
That was
easy.
Yeah.
Next one.
Okay. Eyes are closing again.
Okay. This next item is
oil-free acne wash.
Okay, Jonathan.
Okay.
This one's kind of special. You have to guess exactly what it is.
Dear God.
Okay. Wait, give me a second. Well, okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. I don't feel anything. Ah! What is that? You're dripping something on
your... What does it feel like?
It feels cold. Can I smell it?
Stop
dripping it in my hand!
I'm just dousing his hand with some magical liquid. Okay, you can smell it.
Is that lotion?
No. You gotta guess exactly what it is, Jonathan. You have 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8.
Soap.
No, close. That's part of it.
Lush.
7,
shampoo?
6, 5, 4, 3, no, 2, 1. Take a look. Oil-free acne wash. Nah, I don't have a napkin for your hand. So.
For the record, I am holding, like, maybe an ounce of acne wash in my hand right now.
Yeah, okay, this next one's even better.
My hand's all...
wash it on my bed.
Do you have a towel?
No. My pants over there. Okay. Just wash. This is how we do it at you and me headquarters.
Dear God.
Jonathan, you can't make noises like that. You just drop something and it's disrupting the podcast. We're going to have to restart it now. Jesus. Okay.
Now my hand smells like...
Whatever.
Oil-free.
Hurry up.
Okay.
Okay.
My hand's so wet.
Close your eyes. This next item is...
wet paper towel.
Okay, Jonathan.
Yeah?
This one's special. Okay. Close your eyes completely.
They're closed. Is that a washcloth?
No.
Is that a turd? Wet.
You're close.
It's wet. Wet toilet paper.
Yeah. Dang it. That was good. Okay. This last one's for the win. If you get this, I swear to God.
So I'm three for... No, two for one.
You're two for three, Jonathan.
No, I got the pipe cleaners. Didn't get the acne wash, and I got that.
Yes, you're two for three. There's been three, and you got two right, Jonathan.
Oh, I was thinking, like, I got one wrong.
No, you're two... Okay, last one. This one's for all the marbles.
Yeah?
Okay.
Broken deodorant.
You ready, Jonathan?
Yeah. I'm doing this to you next episode, by the way.
Okay, fine. If we get good reviews.
Oh, Jesus. What? Stop putting it in. Can I feel it with my fingers?
Yeah, feel it.
Is that bits of soap?
No.
Yes, it is.
You're kind of there. You're kind of there. What is it?
It's a bar of soap.
No.
Is it a...
What does it feel like, Jonathan? What does it feel like in your hand? Explain to the audience, because they can't see it.
Y'all know what a bar of soap feels like?
It's not a bar of soap.
It feels like a bar of soap that was crumpled up.
It's edible.
I'm not eating that. What?
Eat it. No, just try a little bit.
That's definitely not
edible. I promise you it's edible.
Is it only
edible? Jonathan, it's edible. I wouldn't lie to you like this.
Then you eat it.
I will.
How do I know you're eating it?
Because I just ate it. It's in my mouth. Eat a piece. It's good.
Definitely not.
There it is.
Is that, is that deodorant?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't eat it, guys, but he licked it.
I did.
Okay, your hand's gross. That's funny. Oh, it's just like crumpled deodorant. It looks like
feta cheese all over.
It looks like feta, yeah. Okay, that was it. I don't have a fifth. I thought I could find a fifth, but nope.
Ew. I smelled it, that's why. When I licked it, I was like, that's Old Spice.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, that's all I had planned. Do you have anything else? Oh, what'd you do this weekend? Or this week? We missed... Sorry, I don't know if you've noticed, but we did miss...
The deadline.
The deadline for last week's episode. However...
We're only off by, like,
This is a good one. We have better sound quality, so we thought we'd make it up to you guys. And we've been busy, you know? We've been world touring. We have a show in Austin next week.
Next one might...
Just kidding.
Next one might be with the Richard Parkers. What are you guys... Your band?
The Big Flying Richards?
Oh, the Big Flying Richards.
That's our band.
I might not be there.
We might have a music episode. We'll see. You guys comment who you want as a guest on our episode.
You can do a midweek episode.
Now that we have an Instagram, we can like get your feedback and do what you guys want us to do.
Yeah. Oh.
Because
yeah.
If you think about it, currently we're just like kind of shooting in the dark, and we're getting your like actual feedback in person, but there's only like a couple of you guys that are telling us like what you guys like. So. That'd be really cool if you would follow our Instagram and give us feedback. And if you have, like, a question, we could do Q&As. We could do anything. Like, literally ask us questions.
And
we'll say, like, we'll if you want us to say your name on the podcast, we will. Like, we have, like, you guys, this can be a, like, collective thing. It doesn't have to be just us who are talking to you guys. This can be interactive if you want. So,
yeah.
There's a lot of potential we have. We're just going up from here. That's all I have for this episode of You and Me with Dylan and
Jonathan.
So, peace out, guys.
We will see you guys next week, possibly this week with the Richard Parkers.
Yep. Peace out.